Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. If you feel so inclined, go and follow myself and the show on Twitter. At Ethos Pelicans is the show. At Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, is me. And yeah, we appreciate all the support. While I've got you, if you have a bit of time to go and rate and review us on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you can obtain this podcast from, that'd be fantastic, because we love the support. And we're going from strength to strength. We have officially hit 30,000 downloads, which for me, I'm blown away, which also coincides, I think, as we move towards our 150th episode, not far off at all. And then when we hit that, we're going to have a little celebration, I think. But huge victory is what we're here to talk about against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Pelicans defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves 128-125 at the Smoothie King Center from a long deep three from our leader, Brandon Ingram. Fantastic effort from him. Antonio Daniels dubbed him Kingram. If you're listening to Chris Connor's Spaces, which I was featured, they had a few different nicknames, but we won't go through them because people get upset. And while some of them are very, very good, we have not yet settled on it. So I'm going to go with Kingram, based on the legitimacy of Antonio Daniels and no one else's attempts at nicknames. So, what happened? Well, to kick off, we came out the gates in a high-scoring affair. Our first two possessions were, shockingly, turnovers, which was not great. On the second one, however, they turned the ball over. We got the ball back, and it was 3-2 to begin the game, and then back and forth for most of the first quarter, with them leading at the end of the first break 36-35. It was going to be a big battle between Karl Anthony Towns and JV, as per the norm, with Kat being such a great player at that five position. It's always a battle between the two, and they really did go back and forth. A lot of fouls either which way, and Kat just does not like contact whatsoever. He loves a whinge. And JV was giving him absolute hell. Despite that, Kat still had a great game and ended up with 26, 8, 5, 3 steals and a block, which, you know, makes it very difficult. Wonderful fantasy line if you've got him in fantasy basketball, but not great to play against because he was absolutely dominant. What I did like was that we played as a team. Every single person that came onto the floor contributed. And I don't know how many games this year that we've had that. I've probably said it in the past. But every single player that played scored multiple points. And it was just an impressive, really, really impressive effort. Second quarter, we jumped out to a bit of a run. Really impressive. Brandon Ingram started getting himself going. JV as well. As well as the bench play, which was just fantastic. Jackson Hayes off the bench with 13 points in 19 minutes. And Jose Alvarado, he has absolutely nicked all of Sato's minutes. He was an absolute terrier. 94 feet of the court, as he always says. And really held down that backup point guard position. One horrible thing was that he went back with the flight and unfortunately got shirt-fronted by Noel. And a foul was called against him, but it split his head open. And Noel went off with a sore ankle and blood gushed out of Jose's head. And he's just sitting there and, you know, just took a massive hit. And instead, they patched him up. He went down the locker room for a bit, probably concussion test or whatever, and he cleared that and then came back and he was back out there. And honestly, he was fantastic. He was making the right reads. He did a little cheeky steal and then a bounce pass backwards to GT for a big big dunk, and it really was fantastic to see that. And him getting that confidence. 3 points, one rebound, three assists and a steal, and really impressive effort from him. And a real momentum changer. Every time he comes on, he moves fast. He gets in the offense early, and he hounds the opponent's backup point guard, and sometimes the starting point guards, which I think is just so important because it makes them uncomfortable. It makes them rush their offense, and I think we benefited from having him out there tonight. Third quarter, they started fighting back. It was 32-30 at the end of the third, and a real arm wrestle. We still maintained a bit of a lead and thought, well, hang on, if we can just hold on and win this last quarter, we win the game. Unfortunately, they decided to drag it back with a few games of runs. Anthony Edwards just went ballistic in the second half after barely scoring in the first half, if he scored at all. Ended up with 28 points. He was massive for them. And every time they needed a three or a big shot, he hit it. Malik Beasley off the bench with 18. D'Lo, 18 and 10 was huge as well. And Patrick Beverley's defensive efforts were massive. Vanderbilt as well was very good on Brandon Ingram. However, every time he tried to get a bit of contact, Brandon fought through it and managed to end up fouling him out, which was all the better for us because it meant that Brandon Ingram was pretty much unguarded. He had Josh Okogie on him, who by no means is a bad defender, but it meant down the stretch he was against their second choice defender on him. And it meant that he scored 10 points in 1 minute in the final 1 minute and 13 in an arm wrestle with Anthony Edwards and ended up winning the game. Back and forth, Devontae Graham got fouled, missed a free throw towards the end. They started playing the foul game, and it was all square with 3.4 seconds left on the clock. Josh Hart inbounds it after the timeout to JV, who flashed high, passed to Brandon, who was meant to, I think he was meant to cut and get it at the top of the elbow, but instead sort of balked that and ran back towards the halfway line. They threw him the ball. He turned around, set his feet, and splashed this monster three. And from all reports, he was yelling, "This is my city," or "This is my team," after the game. And, you know, it was pure elation. Because if he misses that shot, we go to overtime. So, you know, you still have a chance to fight on. But instead he said, "No, I'm going to end it now." And hitting three threes in the last, minute? You know, he was huge. He was absolutely huge. And that's what you want from your all-star and from your leader. And he absolutely dominated tonight with 33 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal and a block, 11 of 19, 6 of 7 from 3, which I don't think we've ever seen him shoot that well from 3. Hit all his free throws, had a few turnovers, but otherwise was just unbelievable. And this was really one of those moments where you said, hang on, Brandon Ingram is clutch. You're not going to hit shots like that if you don't have that confidence and of your team, your coach, and in yourself to make that shot. And he absolutely nailed it. I was so impressed with his efforts and, yeah, really proud that he's our all-star. And you'll see that I tweeted on there a few times. Probably it was one with obscenities, so just disregard that one. But, yeah, I was in jubilation. He was making a big shot. You know, 0-15 in clutch times, apparently. And he hit that one and... You know, that was probably the biggest one of all. I've never seen him take one from three that far back, and he splashed it. Yeah, it was beautiful. So, in the end, they did, despite their late charge, we ended up holding them off. We lost that quarter 31-36, but it was enough to hold on, and we built enough of a lead throughout the game to win it, 128-125. So, for them, over at the box score, as I said, Towns had 26, Edwards 28, 18 and 10 for Russell. Vanderbilt, 8, 5, 2, 3 steals. 10, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals and a block for Pat Bev. And 18 for Beasley off the bench. For us, over at the box score. 33, 4, 9, 1 steal, 1 block, 11 of 19, 6 of 7 for Brandon. 21, 9, 5, 1 steal, 8 of 14 for Josh, who was fantastic coming back after... missing the game against the Raptors, and we could have used his rebounding. 9 rebounds there would have probably got it done. He went right after it. Devontae Graham, tough night from the field. 3 of 9, 11, 4, 4, 1 steal. 1 of 7 from 3. And that one came with 5 minutes to go in the game, and it really was another momentum buster for them. They were on a run, and he splashed it. When we needed him to hit it, he hit it. And he's clutch. You know, we know Tay's clutch. So... he played the role that he needed to play. JV, 13, 12, another double-double, 5 assists, 3 of 7 shooting. Not his best night, but 7 of 9 free throws. And really important down low to get Karl Anthony Towns off his game. And in that last possession, if he wasn't there, we don't get that ball in and we turn it over. So all the props to JV as well for getting that. Herb Jones, 14 points, 4 of 6, 2 of 2 from 3. And 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He was huge. Unfortunately, still copping these silly fouls. One, they even called a foul on him, and it was clearly a charge, and they called it a block, and we had to use our challenge on it. Thankfully, we didn't need it later on, but he was really good. Jackson Hayes, as I said, in 19 minutes, had 13 points, hit all his shots, 5 of 5, and, you know, he stood in the right spot every time. We needed him to get up and score. That's what he did. There was no extra dribbles and no carry-on. He stood in the dunker spot. We passed him the ball, and he dunked it. Or he went to a layup, or he got free throws. And, you know, attacking the paint, that's what we want him to do. Whether his defense is what it is, you know, he played the backup center minutes tonight, as he has been in recent games. And, you know, he's been good. So I can't really whinge about him. Nikhil, 27 minutes off the bench. It's the most he's played for a while. 9 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal. Started a bit average, honestly. You know, he turned the ball over with the travel. He got blocked on his first 3-point attempt. And so then he started creating. And he was hitting passes that I have never seen many blokes attempt, let alone make. He ended up with 6 assists, which I think tied his season high. And I love when he creates like that. He might have only had 9 points, but 6 assists is just fantastic. And when you've got that ability to create for others, we're a better side. In the end, he was a plus 6 on the night, which I don't know how often he's been a plus in the plus minuses. And yeah, I was really impressed. When he plays even keeled, he is a much better player. And I like when he makes others better because it makes him better. And then down the stretch, he was hitting big shots because his eye was in and his confidence was up because he knew that his teammates had faith in him. Great game for him. Temple was solid, 5 and 4, did what he needed to do. Kept taking those threes, which he needs to do because otherwise they just double-team Brandon flat out. Hit the one that mattered down the stretch, and that was 1 of 5, but... that was okay. Jose in 11 minutes was fantastic, as I said. Absolute terrier. Copped a knock to the head, but he'll be right. And Gary Clark was good. He's a sniper. He came on, hit his 2 threes, and went quietly into the night, which is all you can ask for from you guys coming off the bench. So in 6 minutes, he had 6 points, which you love to see. and really was a difference maker, particularly when we needed a few outside shots. So before I get to the team stats, we're going to take a break and thank the sponsors. I did a little bit later than usual, but we're going to get into that. MyBookie.ag, do your betting with them. Use the code HOOPBALL, page 3 on your sign up. Get yourself some deposit matches. We love a discount, so or a bonus or whatever else, you know, anything that makes our lives better we can have. In addition, manscaped.com, use the code HOOPBALL20, 20% off, free shipping. We know the jazz there, always good fun. And in addition, take a minute to go and follow at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter, single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all of your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. Yep, it's faster than competition and it provides more analysis. Go and follow it at Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. And in addition, brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit and the players with the most points win a share in the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at thrivefantasy.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, thank you for supporting the sponsors as well, and you know, this is what keeps the show rolling. So thanks to all of the support that we get from the sponsors, as well as to all of you people that support our sponsors, who support us, you know, in that sort of, I don't know, circle of life of the podcast host. So over at the team stats, what did we like, what didn't we like? Firstly, defensive rebounding. We loved rebounds overall, 38 to 32. We struggled with rebounding against the Raptors. We won in this one. 9 offensive rebounds matched theirs. And when you've got a guy like Jared Vanderbilt, you need to be ready to keep this guy on the ground because he loves a putback. He loves getting up over your back and putting the ball back in. So they did well to account for him. And to keep him on the ground, there wasn't very often that he looked like he was going to be in a position to grab an offensive rebound. And that was well done because he's been a problem in recent times. Our percentages, I loved. 55% from the field, 48% from three, 16 of 33 to their 18 of 39. They're the highest three-point attempts in the league, a team that takes the most. And so any time that you can match them and hit your three-point shots, it makes your life so much easier. Both teams shot pretty well from the field. They were 48.8%, 46 from three to our 55 and 48 respectively. Free throws, 28 of 37 to 23 of 31. It was a slow game because of the free throws. Both teams were shooting free throws from middles of each quarter. And, you know, all credit to the teams and the refs for making those calls. Unfortunately, we left a fair few on the at the stripe. You know, 9 points we left and they left eight. So, you know, it makes it difficult. Free throws win games. Does this game come down to the wire if we hit our free throws? Probably not. But again, it goes both ways. 33 assists tonight for the Pels on 42 made shots. That's fantastic. It means the ball's moving. It means we trust each other. It means, you know, it makes a world of difference when we pass the ball. 33 assists. That's unbelievable. I'm so impressed with the guys for doing that. 20 turnovers. Not great. And points off turnovers, they got 35 off 20 turnovers, which that's what killed us. Honestly, every time we looked like we were getting a bit of momentum, we turned the ball over. And it was so frustrating for a team that had been so good at taking care of the ball. 20 turnovers is a bit too much. When they then get 13 turnovers and we only get 14 points from that, you know, that is a really tricky situation to be in. And mitigating that, I know it was a higher pace offense and game in this one, and guys are getting tired and having to move the ball at a higher pace than probably normally. But again, we turned the ball over a bit too much. No doubt Willie will address that. But in the end, we just bask in the victory. We'll take that, and there's no problems there. We will move on to the next game and take on the, drum roll please, Clippers. And that's in 2 days at New Orleans again at the Smoothie King Center. It'll be a 7 p.m. game on Thursday night, Friday morning for me. So looking forward to checking that one out and hopefully the guys get another win and we go on another win streak. That'll be good. Big weekend of basketball with a Saturday night game against the Nets, which is going to be a tricky one. And then another week of basketball, an East Coast trip where we take on the Nets and Celtics. And who knows after that, but won't look too far ahead. The next target is the Clippers, and we've got to beat them. They don't have Paul George, so let's take advantage of it. Okay, so I am going to leave it at that. Short and sweet tonight. Thank you all for listening. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. Look after yourselves and bye for now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.